This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and especially to our truckers highway and byway travelers out there, coast to coast, border to border, the men and the women that keep America going. Thanks so very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Plus, we're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now for hour number two, we have out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, they're gone now because they closed the bar down, so there's nobody out there to yell. Okay, so are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Don't forget, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, Kyle, this weekend I will be up, ladies and gentlemen, in Brooksville, Florida, at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. They open the gates on Saturday at 9 a.m. for another great Two Guys Gun and Knife show. And come on out, come on up, be with us and be with some other like-minded American people. Always wear your red, white, and blue when you come to a gun show, because you'll see a lot of people there dressed up in red, white, and blue. After all, it is only your Second Amendment rights, right?
So, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see you there Saturday, and I'll be there from about 9 to 2, roughly. Might stay a little later. It depends on the crowd that I have when I get there. Okay, so, Kyle, who is the hospital that suspended 178 workers for not complying with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate to get a shot?
Well, that would be Houston Memorial, Houston Methodist, I believe, yeah.
And what's the status there?
Well, again, we understand that they have suspended 178 staff because they're not complying with their COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Basically, they had, again, said that this was a requirement, and they have until June the 7th.
Well, requirement as in had to do it or no work.
That's right. They had to have done it by June the 7th, we understand, to get fully vaccinated. Oh. And so, yeah, there's about, I think, 25,000 employees, it looks like. And so this is, again, you know, there are going to be objections to this from time to time. And so there's got to be a way to handle that or handle it in the best way. So we'll see.
Now, some more information came out about the hydroxychloroquine yesterday and the vaccine in general. And what we heard yesterday was the weight-adjusted hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin boosted survival of the ventilated COVID-19 patients by some 200%, and that was based off an actual survey of patients.
Well, exactly right. And they're finding that the hydroxychloroquine, when they combine it with zinc, that increased the survivability of people who got very sick from coronavirus by about 200%. And so, you know, early on, Captain, I remember there even in my area here in Southern California, on one of the local news stations, they interviewed a prominent doctor, a very reputable person. He said, yeah, I'm using hydroxychloroquine. The zinc opens up some pathway for it to help and so forth. And he was seeing a lot of good results with that. But unfortunately, at some point, Donald Trump said he had heard good things about hydroxychloroquine, and everybody had to marshal their forces in the media to make sure that anybody who mentioned the term hydroxychloroquine was somehow going to be vilified or held up as a tinfoil hat or something like that, because Donald Trump had uttered it. And this isn't science. And, you know, Captain, I don't know how many people we might have been able to help if you recall, officials would come out and say, you can't use this drug. It just can't be done. And went on from there. And it was all politics.
Well, I used it, and I didn't know why, and I didn't know what it was for when I got very sick, very ill. And it worked, and that's all I know. And now I know what it was for, because at the time, nobody knew what the heck the coronavirus was.
Well, that's right, exactly. But you see, you know, we talked about it on the program yesterday, Dr. Fauci is now Dr. Science or something.
He is the man of silence.
He's the man of science.
If you dare to criticize him, you are criticizing science.
Exactly. But the way
and to that, I just want to take a pot and pan and hit him over the head.
Well, but the way we do science is we have to, you know, let a thousand flowers bloom. You can't be biased in how you interpret the data, and you have to be able to go for the best explanation, and you have to be able to go where the science leads. And hydroxychloroquine early on, you know, should have at the very least have been embraced in the sense that, okay, well, does it work? Well, let's find out if it works, and let's do this, and be open-minded about it instead of having it be, again, the political nightmare that it all was. Because, in other words, hydroxychloroquine might work with this person, but maybe not that person. This age group, but not that set of medical, you know, issues that someone may have. And we'd have to figure all that out. But, you know, in other words, mission-specific drugs and help could have helped a lot more people.
All righty. Hold that thought. Going to break. Coming back from the break. And, folks, when we come back, we had another bad shooting incident. A youngster died in a parking lot at a Publix grocery store down here in South Florida. We'll dive into that a little bit and see if we can find out what happened. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much there, Brooke says, Brooke Talks America, and you'll hear her on my show the first and third Tuesday of every month. She'll be back again next week on Tuesday from 5:30 until quarter to 6 in the hour number 4 of the program. Now, the other thing is don't forget that this part of the show is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. And the thing about MyPillow is when Mike Lindell called me up, and he did call me up by himself and said, hey, I've been listening to your show and wanted to talk to you about possibly representing us and giving you some product to work with and giving you a promo code, and all you do is send him to the website and give him the promo code, and the people will save the money on the products that we have there that they need a promo code for. So there you go. But the deal is, you talk about saving money, how about saving $40 on the premium pillows from MyPillow? That's what made his company where it is today. And if you don't have one of those pillows, you need to get one. I've got two of them, and I'm telling you, unbelievably comfortable. Now, you use the promo code CAPTAIN for the MyPillow premium pillows, and you save yourself $40. It's that simple. And that's the way it works with everything that says enter your promo code here. Now, you can do it one of two ways. You can go to their website, MyPillow.com, and see what they have to offer and do it that way. Or you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And make sure you use the promo code when applied, when you're asked for it, CAPTAIN. And that's how you save the money. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Well, folks, go to MyPillow.com. There you're going to find deep discounts, and you're going to save a lot of money. And you only have to do one thing, and that is put in the promo code CAPTAIN, and you won't be sorry. MyPillow.com.
No, and I'm amazed at some of the things that they have to offer, because I am going to get a pair of those slippers, and those are really comfortable. And I am going to probably get one of the bathrobes, too. And I've got the sheets. By the way, those sheets, I've never slept on a sheet, the Giza sheets, that are that soft and that comfortable.
Wow, yes, that's what I hear. And I have a MyPillow, I've had one for years, and swear by it.
He's a MyPillow man.
That's right.
All right. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things here, but where I'm going to start is at the beginning. Good place to start, right?
Oh, of course.
And that is that we had this shooting in Palm Beach County. And three people are dead following the shooting. Now, this is another senseless thing. God only knows why or what. It was at a public grocery store in the Royal Palm Beach, Florida, which is just outside West Palm Beach and a little bit to the south. And the sheriff's office added that the shooter was amongst the dead. It was a 2-year-old gal that was killed? Is that right?
Yes. There was a young boy. He was almost 2 years old. He was one of the victims. His grandmother was also killed in the shooting. We understand the gunman, a 55-year-old man, shot himself, evidently, according to these reports. They still don't know if there was any connection whatsoever between the gunman and the victims, but they're still investigating.
And, again, we're not going to speculate. We're not going to come up with any, this is what happened and that's what happened. You can't do that. But we need to understand that if you see something, you have to say something, folks, and there may have been signs to this along the line before this happened. Don't know.
Well, exactly right. It's especially in this day and age, coming out of the pandemic, out of the lockdowns and so forth, the psychological effects are untold. So the captain is exactly right. If you see something, say something. You can contact the authorities, and they, as I would understand, Captain, they can do a wellness check for people. If something is off. And it would be better to tell somebody and find out ahead of time before somebody, snaps.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to get wellness checks all the time in the fire service.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard from my father in a day and a half. Could you please check on him? And yeah, we'd go over. We'd send somebody, usually be a fire marshal or one of the chiefs that was out and about. It wouldn't be the apparatus unless we were right there in the neighborhood.
Right. Right, but again, see, that's the thing. That's a good thing we can do in our society, absolutely, yeah.
Now, U.S. inflation in May rose 5% from a year ago, and I think that's low. Now, recording the biggest annual spike since 2008 as supply bottlenecks and surging household demand continue to push the prices even higher, which means they're going to go up again this month.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just, take a look back at what you might have been spending just 2 or 3 months ago. You know, go back to January and maybe use that as a benchmark and figure out how much you're spending each month or each week at the grocery store, what you're buying for gas, and all the other little incidental expenses. And I think you'll find that it's really, really shot up. Because we hear about it on the news and so forth. But if you take a look at that really specifically, I think people will be very shocked. Captain, the president just moseys on his merry way in this wonderful bubble that's been created for him by the media.
Well, I heard a woman yesterday say, well, these prices are only temporary. They'll be going back down in a few months. No, they won't.
No, they won't, especially.
And you know why I know that?
What is that?
Oil is not going down anytime soon.
Well, right, right. Or even, for example, if we're trying to, to help our friends, the restaurateurs, who are trying to get back on their feet all over the country, but yet with rising prices for employees and so forth, the obvious rise in prices for supplies and so forth.
Right.
It's getting very, very expensive. People are having to make new choices in what they're going to be able to do.
That's it. The transitory factors continue to lift the prices. The economy sees more signs of continuing inflationary pressures. The price of oil, which is going to keep things up. The Labor Department announced that the Consumer Price Index had increased 0.6% in May on a monthly basis to the consumer forecast above what it was supposed to be, 0.5%. In other words, it was higher. And this is going to continue. And I believe it's going to stay there for a while. And it's going to absolutely kill the Democrats, absolutely kill them when it comes time for some of these elections.
Oh, exactly right. And, you know, it's just too bad that we couldn't be like, oh, I don't know, energy independent. I wish there was a way to try to make that happen. Oh, well, wait a minute. Donald Trump actually did that, and Joe Biden actually undid that.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why that price of oil is going to stay so high.
Yeah, and airfares have creeped up 7%. Rental car prices jumped another 12%. Food prices rose 0.4%, and I believe that's low. Energy prices remain flat in May, and that's not right. Analysts, however, expect a further increase in food prices in the months coming up. Core inflation, which excludes the volatile food and energy components, is up 3.8% over the past year, the largest gain in 28 years. And the sharp jump in the year-over-year inflation number is partially due to the base effect as the pandemic lockdowns and the plunging economy have caused weak consumer inflation from a year ago.
Yep, exactly right. You know, all these different factors go together. And then, of course, as you know, Captain, even as we come out of the pandemic, consumer spending is two-thirds of the economy, basically. It's a huge, huge part of it. And if the consumer starts to say to themselves, hey, I'm going to, you know, figuratively go put the money back in the mattress, you know, it could be very, very bad times ahead.
Well, they're going to put the money back in what they need. It may not be a mattress. It may be maybe a car payment.
Yep. Yeah, or at the very least, you know, they'll try to continue to get by, but they may not do a lot of other sort of discretionary income kind of spending, and that's going to mean that the economy won't be roaring back as good as it could.
And again, as I just got done talking about it here in the last segment, people are really feeling the collapsing economies, ladies and gentlemen, in the blue states, and they're voting by moving. They're moving their feet. They're getting out of where they're at, and they're going where the grass is greener.
Well, that's exactly right. And then, of course, what's left behind is a dwindling tax base, which means taxes will definitely go up. And then we're seeing big real estate booms here, at least in Southern California. We got a pretty hot market, from what I understand. But even so, eventually people are going to say, wait a minute, you know, things are starting to deteriorate, you know, so it's going to affect property values as well.
Yeah, and again, I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We talk to him every night of the week when he's out and about and around, correct?
That's right.
Now,
glad to be here.
Here we go again. Another comment made by another senior Democratic leader rebuking Omar for comparing the U.S. and Israel to terrorists as the squad members show support, but the mainstream Democratic leaders are not. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers announced that they've reached an infrastructure deal to present to Congress. The group of 10 Democrats and Republicans said they reached an agreement on a realistic compromise framework to modernize our nation's infrastructure and energy technologies. They said it wouldn't be funded by tax increases. Senator Elizabeth Warren called for Congress to quickly vote through the package. President Biden initially proposed a $2 trillion package in March that included two parts, the American Jobs Plan and the American Families Plan. But he lowered the figure last week to $1 trillion after Republicans balked at the price tag. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 reached a new closing high as investors disregarded a report signaling rising inflation. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 were up 19 points, and the NASDAQ was up 108. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Having more customers to your business or website. Advertise at
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will. And by the way, there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agent than right now on the Radio. And you can go to the website for Geico, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and go over there and type in your zip code. And they will give you, their virtual assistant will give you an opportunity to get a rate quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. And then the fastest way to save a bunch of money, and I'm talking about big money, on your car policy, is to bundle it with your homeowner's or your renter's policy or your condo policy. Bundle it together. It will save you money. So all you got to do is go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, type in your information when it asks you for it, or they'll give you the name of your local Geico agent. You can do it that way, too. Then you can be talking to a live person if that's what you want to do, and away you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Kamala, yesterday, got a little iffy with a one of the Spanish network correspondents. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. She was on being interviewed on Univision, I believe, and she was asked by the interviewer, Aliyah Calderon, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and she was pressing Vice President Harris on the idea of when are you going to go to the border. And Kamala Harris got a little bit testy when she was beginning to answer the question, and the reporter, the interviewer, was still pressing her. She says, well, I'm not finished. And then she did her kind of little laugh thing that she does, and she says, I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we're going to deal with the problems on the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border. But the issue is, of course, Captain, that it's not just about going to Guatemala and talking to people there, but it's about seeing what's happening at the border. In fact, Jen Psaki at the White House was even asked about this. It was, of course, framed that Republicans and conservatives are bringing this up, but don't they have a point, was part of the question to Jen Psaki, that shouldn't she go to the border and sort of see, you know, for herself? And she got a kind of a kind of, I don't want to say testy, but a pretty sharp response back to that. And so, unfortunately, Kamala can go anywhere except the U.S.-Mexican border, I guess, for some odd reason. And why wouldn't she go there? These are unforced errors that the administration is making.
Now, do you remember disgraced Democratic lawmaker Anthony Weiner?
Oh, yes. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. The Weiner man. He yesterday reportedly joined an app linked to the underage sexting scandal he was a part of. Called Confide.
Yeah, Confide, I think.
But before that, and I did find what I was looking for, he was on Facebook, he did the Facebook stuff, and then he also did Instagram, which is where he got nailed for some of the pictures he was putting out there, exposing himself. And again, this is crazy stuff, just like this Jeffrey Toobin, who's back on TV now with CNN. But the thing of it is these guys are sick. I don't think Anthony Weiner should have been allowed to come back on, because it sounds to me like as if he's going to pick up where he left off.
Yeah, you never know. And I think, of course, you know, he had been married to Uma Abedin way back then. And so this is
the gal pal of Hillary Clinton.
Of Hillary Clinton, that's right. She worked very closely with her. And so, but this was. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, people have these proclivities and so forth that, you know, we don't want them, you know, trying to talk to somebody else and do something bad. Absolutely.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on this and see where it goes, but I'm sure we haven't heard the last of little old Weiner.
I think you're right about that.
All right. Well, Florida State Board of Election yesterday permanently banned critical race theory from all of its schools. Kudos, way to go. Congratulations, Governor DeSantis.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. Again, you know, it's when I learned American history, Captain, I learned American history as I think so many of us did. We learned it warts and all, but we also understood that we lived in the best country in the history of the world. And that's just, you know, how we feel about things so much here in the United States. But the idea is that with critical race theory, in many of its incarnations here, you know, the basic structure, from what I understand, is the United States is irretrievably bad and terrible and all these kinds of things. That doesn't teach people history. It actually indoctrinates them into a particular negative point of view about the United States, and the governor in Florida standing up to that.
Now, our Senator Marco Rubio has cited a report about the Iranian warship headed to Venezuela with the supply ship, that it may in fact turn around, or it might head to Havana, Cuba. I don't know where it's going to go or what it's going to do, but I would say that if they can convince the Venezuelans into saying, no, don't bring it over here, we're going to have all kinds of trouble, that it will wind up in Havana.
It very well could, exactly. And, of course, that brings in a whole new set of problems, doesn't it? Unfortunately, you know, we've known the history of what's been happening in Cuba, the oppression that goes on there, obviously, but also what happens when weapons get to Cuba, and the kinds of threats that these things can pose to the United States interest. Now, obviously, it's not the same issue as we saw back in the day with John F. Kennedy, for example, but bringing these kinds of weapons, and we don't know what other weapons are on the ship, by the way, because they're below decks, we believe, that, you know, we could have other confrontations in this hemisphere with Iranian forces.
Yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see where that goes. Now, also, out there by you, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, has vowed to clear Venice Beach of the homeless and illegals, calling failed liberal policy insanity in the process. And he's upset a whole bunch of the politicians out there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is really big news in Southern California, what's going on in Venice Beach. And by the way, Captain, you know, there are numerous fires that happen in these tent encampments and so forth. The fire department actually has done some special patrols and so forth for this very reason. And in other words, if you think about Venice Beach, one of the most famous movie locations, and all this, you'd see it in movies and TV shows all the time, but now imagine that with just tent encampments in front of everybody's business all up along the beach, and where you walk along the shoreline and so forth. It's just completely out of hand, and the LA County Sheriff is trying to do something about it, and this is pervasive throughout the Los Angeles area, by the way.
Wow, are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Have no fear, Google is here, claiming that it's developed an artificial intelligence software to make the much-needed chips needed for the computers and whatnot faster than humans can do.
Well, interesting. Well, I'll go ahead and do the obvious reference to the Terminator. when the computers start making their own chips of themselves, we don't want to go there, I think.
Here's the obvious reference. The obvious reference is it'll spy on you.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you don't know where it's being put in it, but exactly right. Well, and of course, all this has come out of COVID. We have shortages of just about, it seems like, everything. As a result of COVID, and even with the manufacture of vehicles, and some just shipped without the chips in them, basically, because they couldn't get a hold of them.
And then finally, before we go to break on the next Truckers Highway and Byway incident, just days after saying that he was going to take the border crisis into Texas' hands, Texas Governor Greg Abbott had announced a summit to organize just how to do that, and they came up with some solutions, and Texas is going to finish the border wall in Texas.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Kudos to the governor.
Leadership, leading by example.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see where this goes. And I think it'll be an example for the other states. Now, we do have California. We do have Arizona. We do have New Mexico. And I wonder what will happen up along the northern border, where we do have areas where, and if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about, you can actually walk across the border from one side of the woods to the other.
Exactly right. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And so, yeah, we'll see. But the issue is being forced now. And it's, again, because the Biden administration decided to destabilize things by reversing all the policies.
All righty, hold that thought. Here comes the music, folks. Coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report for you. We'll check and see if the weather's changed, and looks like we have had a couple of changes here this hour from last hour, so we'll let you know all about that. So don't go anywhere, because we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More coming.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you this hour, as it is every hour, by the Pilot and Flying J out there nearest you. And they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. And by the way, while you're out there, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Get on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, you drivers out there, become a member. By the way, RVers, they've got an RV club. You can get a fuel card, save money on buying fuel. You can also get the points card, which is all part of this, where you get points for buying fuel, buying food, and buying supplies in the store. Well, we're going to start out with another oldie but goodie here, and some of you will remember this and some of you won't, but it's the Hollies.
And now, beautiful song, with just one look, I was a bad man, because that long ago, woman had it all.
in a black dress, and I remember that one, Kyle. When was that done?
Well, that goes back to 1971.
I'll tell you what, and that was the Hollies, and they were around for quite a while, so they had a group that everybody knew about, and we watched them, and the thing I remember about them is we used to call them wannabe Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody wanted to be just like the Beatles, remember?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, well, here I go. I'm going to read this, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Heavy rainfall will bring the threat of flash flooding from portions of the southeast into the middle Atlantic, the threat of flash urban and small stream flooding and will persist across portions of Arkansas and Mississippi. Widespread heat advisories will continue through the southern plains, and we might see some big-time bad thunderstorms up in the northern plains. What's going on, Kyle?
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in Montana tonight, we do have severe thunderstorm watch. This up near Wolf Point, Culbertson, Poplar, this along US 2, near the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. We have severe thunderstorms warnings there. Also, high wind warning. This is going to be east of Billings, Montana, and a little bit of change since last hour. Looks like that the high wind warning is going to be more confined to the southern part of eastern Wyoming down through Cheyenne. Air quality alert still in Grand Junction along I-70. Up in Nevada along I-80 still may be some slowing because of road work coming out of Lovelock as you travel east on I-80 for about 10 miles, according to our listener Paul from Sacramento, who was just through there just recently. And we appreciate that. Las Vegas, excessive heat warning, Captain. This continues on down through Kingman, on down through Phoenix, Arizona, down to Tucson. Also out into the California high desert as well. And up in Portland and Seattle, Washington tonight, we've got rain coming in for Friday and skipping a little bit on Saturday, but back for another few days, we understand, with this latest round of storms coming in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, last hour we told you about the western half of North Dakota and South Dakota and the western half of Nebraska. Now I got to tell you about the eastern half of North Dakota and South Dakota, where we've got this system moving across with the thunderstorms in it, as well as very high heat temperatures. When it dries out, then it's going to get really hot. That's going into Minnesota, I might add, and from the North and South Dakota area, so it'll cover pretty much most of Minnesota. Right now it's across the northern part of Nebraska, I-80 all the way to Omaha. It looks like that'll go into Iowa and move across that way, too. Then we've got some really high heat warnings again for Oklahoma, and that goes on down to Wichita Falls, Texas, angles across over into Midland, over across through Lubbock, and then down towards Fort Stockton and over to El Paso. So be advised, it'll be very warm over there today. And we do have some fog tonight around Chicago, around the loop, coming around the Illinois side, and then going up I-90 to the Wisconsin state line. As well as rain, still raining down there in northern Mississippi, and we got all kinds of flood watches and flood warnings down through there, so be advised that you get off on the secondary roads, you might have a real surprise. Now, the new addition to the wrinkle here is the rain in the middle Atlantic states has spread out a little bit. Southern Pennsylvania, the mountains of Jersey, the mountains of Maryland, the mountains of West Virginia, the northeastern mountains, most of the mountainous area of Virginia, to include Washington, D.C. Looks like we're going to get rain, and they've got all kinds of flash flood watches and warnings all through there.
They sure do. Absolutely.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Morning.
There's no shortage of topics to talk about, so I guess what I'll do is I'll start with let's see here, Kamala Harris and her little interview with the gal on Univision, where she got rather snarky.
Well, we have found out that she just doesn't like to be challenged. And I think there's a little bit of lack of confidence in Kamala Harris. And when there's a lack of confidence, your normal response is to be snarky or snippy with somebody. But they're also, if you've noticed too, there's some people in the White House that are a little on the concerned side because of some of her responses that she had in the Q&A when she was, you know, meeting with Obrador of Mexico.
That's right.
So I don't think that all things are well within the two camps of the Biden administration.
Well, we're still trying to figure out what Jill was doing there in the middle of the night, sitting behind the president's desk in Air Force One with all the papers laid out. Was she actually writing his speech for him, or was she drafting the events for the day to come up?
Well, she may have been writing her own speech. If you notice, that she, you know, she's taken quite the lead here.
Yeah.
Including this jacket that she wears that has a big, huge love patch on the back of it. Mm-hmm. Going to the G7 to spread America love.
Yeah.
Doesn't this sound a little bit like John Kerry when he did that whole thing with...
It does.
James, Billy James, whatever his name was, and you've got a friend?
Yeah. Yeah, James, oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
When it was married to Carly Simon.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah. You've got a friend.
This is getting a little on the weird side.
Strange.
That's an understatement. Yeah, that's an understatement.
Well, nobody ever said that Joe Biden was somebody that could actually just cruise along with the, you know, most of the people. By the way, we're hearing more and more comments about Joe Biden, and you know, is this what we're really seeing here? I mean, this guy is it, what Joe version of Joe Biden are we seeing right now?
Well, it's. Joe Biden is, you know, he sways with the wind here. So, you know, whoever's writing his speech and whatever it is that they feel like is working on being poll tested, that's how they write the speech, and then he just reads it. He doesn't know what he's saying.
All righty, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Plenty to talk about, including Texas. Governor Greg Abbott made it official after the big old summit that he had down there with the county leaders in Texas. Texas is going to do it down there. We'll tell you what it is they're going to do. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.